from the heavenly bee. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another night of Green Cheese. I am your co-host, Christy Norland, along with
Janet Bredeman, her mom. And we're so glad you're here tonight, and we're glad we're here.
We're glad that everybody can listen in the comfort of their own home rather than, well, unless you're out in a fish house where it might be warm, or if you've made an igloo or anything like that. We want to get things going here, and want to, before we start with all the questions, I want to remind everybody that you are finding us at 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bemidji and Bagley, 89.9 Brainerd, online and worldwide at KAXE.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play KAXE. Connecting you to Northern Minnesota through stories, music, news, conversation, and events. We are people-powered radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE. Check out playlists, podcasts, and more. Again, at KAXE.org. Just want to let everybody know, most of you know this already, but we always have new listeners and new people to call in. This is a family-friendly show. We also want to make sure that when you call in and we answer, please step away from your source or turn it down. There gets to be an echo, so it's kind of weird to listen to. We also want to let you know that shout-outs are great. If you have questions that you would like to send us, you can do so. You can email those questions along with the answers, please, to comments@kaxe.org. So let's go ahead. And Janet, if you are ready to ask, put some questions out there.
I sure am. What medium-sized bird displays a purple air sac while it stomps around to impress females during mating season? And what does the acronym NOAA stand for? What agency is charged with managing fishing and protection of marine mammals and endangered species in the U.S. coastal waters? What is the current name of the Division of Telegrams and Reports for the Benefit of Commerce, which was established in 1870? And what is the popular name of the world's largest deep water ocean current? How about you, Chris? Do you have some questions?
Oh, do I ever. What color is Mr. Bubble? Who are Bubbles, Blossom, and Buttercup? In parts of New England and Wisconsin, What do residents call a bubbler? What was destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BC and again by the Romans in AD 70? American student Michael Fay was caned in 1994 for vandalizing cars in what country? What iconic object from American history broke in two when Theophilus Cotton tried to move it from the waterfront to the town square in 1774? And one more, who likes to go swimming with his friends at Goo Lagoon? You can call 218-326-1234. Here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's a wild guess. Hi. Nancy from beautiful downtown Omelon.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi. I got a wild guess on the bird that has the purple bubble on it. Prairie chicken?
No, that's not the answer I have.
Oh, well, I got to give it a try.
Yeah.
I was with you, Nancy. That's who I was thinking of, too.
You mean you don't know the answer?
I don't know the answer because...
Okay.
We don't even confer about our questions.
Nope.
So we don't even know if sometimes we double up. How about that?
Well, that's good. Yes. Well, that's a good thing. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Do you have a shout-out?
Yep, thank you. Well, I usually don't shout-out unless I'm right.
Now we know.
That's the rule from Ed.
Okay. All right.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Has the Noah question been answered?
No, it has not. What does it stand
really?
For?
Really?
What does the acronym NOAA?
National Oceanic Atmospheric Association.
Oh, you're so right.
Ding, ding. Anoka, right?
Ding, ding.
Anoka.
Hi.
Woohoo!
We know you.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I hope that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. I can give a quick shout out to the Bog Witch.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I just want to answer the question about NOAA.
Yeah.
I know it just got answered, but isn't it the administration?
Well,
and not association?
You are so right. I wasn't even reading my answer right. So thanks
for
that. Yes.
And can I actually answer another question?
Yes.
Sure. Go ahead.
The purple sac is a sharp-tailed grouse,
I
think.
Yes, it is. Totally right.
This is Andy in Vergas. Thank you very much for the program. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Andy, for calling in. We appreciate you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey there, bud. It's the walrus.
The which one?
The walrus. That's what my buddies call me. Or they just call me Jerry.
Oh, which question is that an answer to?
Oh, no. That's just my name.
Oh, okay. Hello, walrus.
Hello. I want to answer the question about the birds.
Yeah.
Has that been answered?
Are you talking about the one gets a purple sack?
Yes.
Yeah, what's the answer? You have walrus.
It is turkey.
Oh. You know, that's not quite the answer I have. We did get
really?
Yeah, we did have somebody call in with the answer. You want to keep trying to figure it out, or would you like to hear what somebody else gave it as the answer?
I want to know the answer there, Bob.
Okay, the answer is sharp-tailed grouse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
See you later, bud. I might call in later.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. See you, bud.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is the Kilgore Scouts in Bemidji.
Hey,
Wanted to answer the question about Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup.
Yeah, who are they?
That would be the Powerpuff Girls.
Absolutely right.
I love that show, and the movie, too.
I'm so glad to hear that. Wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, shout out to the Garage Sale Ninjas, Keech, and Don and Janet. Okay. Have a good night.
Thanks, you too. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Simon the Lakes here.
Hello.
Hello, Simon.
Hey, ladies, good to hear your voices tonight. Thank you so much for hosting. Great show. You asked some question. I can't remember the exact wording and what you're asking. It was, I think, was it what was destroyed by the Babylonians
and Romans?
Can you read the question again?
Yeah, what was destroyed by the Babylonians in 568 B.C.? And by the Romans in 70 A.D.
Yeah, it was a temple of Jerusalem, the Babylonians, the first temple, and the Romans, the second temple.
That is correct.
All right, so, great job, ladies. Thank you so much, and shout out to everybody.
All right, thanks, Simon.
Yeah, good night.
Good night. Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, a bubbler is a water cooler, a drinking phone.
Yeah, yes. The water fountain
Ed, Ed from Cedar Island Lake, shout out to Nancy and Omelette.
All right, thank you.
And Ed, do you thank have the you. Same rule that you can't do a shout out till you have the right answer?
Yeah, that's the rule I made.
Okay. Right. Thanks, Ed.
All right, bye.
All right, I also want to say that you are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji. I already read that part. I thought it was something different. So we'll go on and say we receive support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30. More on Facebook. If you are just tuning in, you can give us a call at 218-326-1234. We've had a lively group calling in so far, so that's wonderful on this nice cold January evening. So we'll continue with the calls. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I just had my bubbler question answered.
Yeah. Did you have another one you wanted to answer?
I didn't. I was waiting for another question. I should have hung up maybe.
Well, that's okay. I can reread. Do you know what color Mr. Bubble is?
Mr. Bubble... No, I don't.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll throw some more out there. How's that? And then you can
very good.
Give a call back. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello. Right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Go ahead and bring out some
more.
More
questions,
yep.
She says.
I kind of confused you.
Doesn't take much some days. Okay, more questions. All right, here we go. What is the smallest and shallowest of the world's five oceans? And the Bay of Bengal, which is in Southeast Asia, is the largest body of water with the word bay in its name. What is the name of the second largest bay in the world? And what are the names of the world's five oceans? A lot of water questions here. And what is the largest and deepest of the world's five oceans? 218-326-1234.
All right. I am not sure if my granddaughter and her family are listening, but I want to throw a question out there so maybe she can call in. We were just reading a book earlier about ocean fish. And so this is a question for you, Charlotte, if you're listening. Clownfish can survive in coral reefs because they're immune to what predator or sea plant? Who likes to go swimming with his friends in Goo Lagoon? For what musical did Stephen Sondheim write, Send in the Clowns? what future weatherman was also in 1963 TV's first Ronald McDonald? What kind of clown is a barrel man? What two Disney dogs were voiced by Pinto Colvig, the original Bozo the Clown? We'll leave it there. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. We've got the question for the bubbler, but I think you got that already.
Well, what was your answer?
So, the bubbler is a water fountain.
Yes, that is correct. Okay.
And then how about Mr. Bubbles? Has it been answered?
It has not been answered.
So Mr. Bubble is pink.
Yes. Yay. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from northern Wisconsin, ice fishing up on the lake.
Oh, awesome. How's fishing going?
We got no fish, and it was very cold.
Gosh darn. Surprise. The fish are maybe a little smarter than the ice fisher people out there.
Yeah, probably.
Well, good luck if you stay out there, but stay warm.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The bubbler question, that would be a drinking fountain. We have friends in Wisconsin.
Awesome. You are absolutely right. And where are you calling from?
Oh, well, this is Rich from the Riverton Mansion, but I just so happen to be calling from South Padre Island. Happen to be watching the ocean just crash into the beach, but it's only 60 degrees. They're freezing down here.
I bet they are. But you're like in your shorts and maybe a light jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can pick us out like nobody. You got it. But I'll be back on Lake of the Woods in 2 weeks. So.
All right.
I love the show and keep the cheese going.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there, Green Cheese. This is Sudbury, Ontario calling. Mm-hmm. We think we have a guess for where there was the incident where the U.S. citizen was caned for vandalism in the 90s. Was that in Singapore? I think we remember that.
You are correct. You remember exactly. Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks. And shout out to all the regulars. Hope everyone is staying warm and safe. And thanks for a great show.
Thank you. You have a safe, warm night as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. We're inside, nice and warm.
Are you good and cozy?
Yes, absolutely.
Blankets, popcorn?
No popcorn. It's kind of hard to, we'd spit popcorn pieces into the mic. They wouldn't be very happy with us.
Oh, very, very nice. Very nice. Very thoughtful of you girls. Okay. Right. I think we got the answer for the Sending the Columns was written for a musical. I think it's A Little Night Music.
Yeah, exactly. Where did you say you were calling from?
On from the Breezeway in Virginia.
Okay, oh, Breezeway.
Not so much the Breezeway tonight because of the temperature. So let's just call ourselves the basement on the hill.
Okay. with either a fireplace or a heated blanket or something, right?
Right.
Microwave
pork rind.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
We're living large in the basement.
Hey, you got to on these nights. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Shout out to the rock pile over at Embarrass.
Okay, sounds great. We'll
hey, thank you, girls.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has anyone answered about the second biggest bay?
Nobody has answered that. What do you have?
Okay, is it the Hudson?
It is. Absolutely.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. And so can I give a big shout out to Thumper of Rosemount?
Yes, you can.
You sure can. And where are you coming from?
We're coming from Rosemount as well.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Can you, just shout across the town? Will he hear you?
Shout out to what?
If you just shout across the town, will he hear you?
Oh, heck yeah. Thumper Rosemount. Heck yeah. Keep listening. I know he is. He's going to be so proud.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thanks. We're going to throw out some more questions.
Okay. Well, let's make them really... I'm going to go back and touch base on a couple that haven't been answered. What agency is charged with managing fishing and protection of marine mammals and endangered species in the U.S. coastal waters? And what is the current name of the Division of Telegrams and Reports for the Benefit of Commerce? It was established in 1870. And what is the popular name of the world's largest deep water ocean current? What's the smallest and shallowest of the world's five oceans? And what are the world's five oceans? And what is the largest and deepest of the world's five oceans? So, you ocean lovers, give us a call at 218-326-1234.
I'm going to throw some out there, too. The Yankees bought Babe Ruth for $100,000 in 1919, but only after the Red Sox had turned down the White Sox's offer to trade what player for him? Who is that player that... In 1987, whose skeleton did Michael Jackson offer to buy for $1 million? What forward slogan appeared below the ubiquitous yellow smiley face in the 1970s craze? What movie ends by introducing a litter of drunkies? I'll repeat a couple others. I went too far back. What iconic object from American history? And then I went too far forward. Broke in two when Theophilus Cotton tried to move it from the waterfront to the town square in 1774. Who likes to go swimming with his friends at Goo Lagoon? Clownfish can survive in coral reefs because they're immune to what predator? What future weatherman was also in 1963 TV's first Ronald McDonald? What two Disney dogs were voiced by Pinto Colvig, the original Bozo the Clown? And whose unusual first name is derived from Italian? I'm going to say that again because I used the wrong word in there. Whose unusual first name is derived from an Italian musical term for with sweetness? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? So, did you get the answer to the send in the clowns yet?
I have not gotten the answer to send in the clowns. But I don't know.
You hear at last on the ground me in midair.
Very nice. I'm trying
to... Are you still looking for that answer?
I'm not still looking for the answer, but nobody answered it quite as elegantly as you did. Thank you.
Oh, they were looking for the name of the musical it was in?
They were... yeah, for what musical? But...
Did you get it?
I did get it, yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Well, I'm gonna switch to a different one then.
Okay, perfect.
While I was on hold, you asked a baseball question.
Yeah.
There was a baseball question about Babe Ruth.
Yes.
Oh, Jerry, don't.
Which player they wanted to trade him for at the White Sox.
Yes.
Have to think that the player must have been Shoeless Joe Jackson.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah, so Babe Ruth looked up to Joe Jackson, and he patterned his batting style after, because before Babe Ruth became a big star, Joe Jackson was the best player in baseball. So
I thought
it'd be interesting to answer that one, because I I like that story because to think that Babe Ruth looked up to anybody.
Right.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And Joe Jackson isn't in the Hall of Fame because of, you know, his connection to the Black Sox.
Right. Exactly.
But that's a half hour story in itself. So anyway, want to give a shout out to John Schroeder from Schroeder Home Supply, who they help sponsor Dream Cheese.
Okay.
For the clowns, he's a clown. So I'm glad you're hear your clown themed show tonight.
Well, thank you.
So this is John B from Grand Rapids.
Okay. Well, thank you, John, for calling in. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, my goodness, what happened there?
We had somebody singing the song from A Little Night Music. So, you know, we kind of had to listen to that for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you still have your answer?
The Barrel Man question, has that been answered?
It has not.
Oh, it's a rodeo clown.
You are right, yes.
Silly place to hide from a wild bull.
I know, isn't it? I have never understood those men who do that. I think they're just a little bit wacky.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. All right. Well, thank you again for calling in.
Now, is this Anoka?
Yes, it is Anoka.
Well, keep listening.
I think I'll have that put on my driver's license next time I renew.
There you,
you
go.
That. I think that's a good idea.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
And tell them everybody in Bemidji knows that you're Anoka.
Okay. Everybody in Bemidji.
At least on Saturday night from 7 to 9.
Oh, my goodness. Such notoriety.
Yeah.
All right. Let somebody else in then.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hello. I think the guy got the question I was going to answer right in front of me there about the barrel question.
Oh, well, what was your
It was
answer?
The old rodeo clown.
Yeah. You got it right also. But did you have
anyone? No, I don't. I'm going to give a shout-out, though, if that's all right. This is the old Buck Lake Bandit calling from Lake Waconia. And I want to give a shout-out to Mojo in the sauna, Mike from the sack, and old Trevor.
All right.
I want you to stay. Y'all have a good one.
Okay. Well, thank you. I hope they're all listening.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the yellow face slogan from the 70s.
Yeah. What do you have?
Have a nice day.
That's right.
It's Andy and Vargas.
All right, Andy. Thank you very much. Keep listening. We'll throw more questions out. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Lucky Frangler. This is my first time on Green Cheese.
Well, hi.
Good. I've been on hold for so long, my plum became a prune.
You must be related to somebody.
I sure am.
Yeah. And where, Lucky from where?
Ronneby.
Ronneby, all right. So, do you have an answer?
Can I answer the fish question?
Yes, you can.
Sea anemone?
That is the predator. So, what
jellyfish?
No, that is not what I have. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I was backwards. It is a sea anemone. Yep.
Oh, okay.
So thank you for that. You know what I was thinking when I was reading that question, because I was reading it to my granddaughter earlier tonight, and the only thing I can think of was Finding Nemo. So, you know, I had Nemo in my brain.
That's funny. Yeah.
So good job. Thank you.
And thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, great.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I was calling about the yellow face, smiley face.
Yeah, what do you have?
Well, I think stands for happiness, joy, and positivity.
Well, I would think that it stands for that too, but the slogan was not quite that. And we did have we did have somebody answer it. The slogan was "Have a nice day."
Oh, there's that too. I forgot about that.
But I think your answer was really great too.
Yeah, this is Thumper in Rosemount.
Oh, good.
Hey, Thumper, you did hear your shout out.
Yeah, so can I give a shout out back?
You can.
I know I got it wrong, so that's against the rules, but.
You can.
To the hearts. Have a nice night, and great show. Love you guys.
Okay. Thanks.
That's, yeah. And you know what's funny?
What's that?
We hang out with the hearts. Our last name is Markhart.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
Markhart's
yeah.
And the Hearts.
Yep.
Awesome.
Thank
well, thanks,
you.
Thumper.
You bet.
Okay, good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
No, I'm on Green Cheese.
You're on. You are on.
I'm through. All right. Hey, what was the question about Michael Jackson? He wanted to buy some bones or something?
Yeah, he bought a skeleton in 1987 for $1 million. Whose skeleton was it?
The Elephant Man.
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah. Where are you calling from?
From the basement on the hill in Virginia.
All right.
For the pork rind people.
Okay, oh yeah. Yeah, we got you.
Shout out to Mr. Mark Buswick. Myrtle Lake.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, girls.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we receive support from First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together. Member FDIC. We better throw some more questions out.
Okay. What U.S. Oh, I'm not going to ask that question. What Scottish-American scientist invented the telephone? And what is the most populous city on the Puget Sound? What poet wrote, "I think I shall never see a billboard as lovely as a tree"? What sports playing surface measures 78 feet long by 27 feet wide? And what singer released the album Birdie, Soul, and Passion? And one last one, who was the first U.S. president to visit China? 218-326-1234.
All right. What is Charlie's last name in Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? At what infamous concert did the Rolling Stones first play their eventual number one hit, Brown Sugar? Which human organ produces insulin and glucagon, the hormones that regulate blood sugar? Vanilla is the flavor of the cream in Twinkies. A shortage of the original flavor due to World War II rationing caused the change to vanilla. What was the original flavor? In what county, spelled with a K, were the antics on Hee Haw set? And what is a female donkey called? Here we go.
In what county?
Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Hey, Simon the Lakes again. Hello. Well, I originally called for the Elephant Man and Michael Jackson, but that's been gone. But we know a few others.
Okay.
So, the oceans.
Yeah,
please. Do you want all the information on the oceans, or should I just answer one part of that?
Well,
you asked about the five, and you asked for the deepest and the shallowest.
Yeah, tell me what the smallest and the shallowest of the world's five oceans are. Which one is that?
The smallest and the shallowest is the Arctic.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. The one, I will just answer the media of the five, the one that's been changed, some people call the one the Antarctic or the Southern, but these can be called either one. And the other three, everybody knows that we hear talked about all the time. So we'll can let somebody else answer that if you like.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Simon.
All right. Yep. Thank you all.
Yep. Have a good night.
Yep. Good night.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're in Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I might be able to shout out this time.
Okay.
Willard Scott was the original Ronald McDonald.
Oh, I gotta go back up to there. Here we go. I think that, yes. Way to go, Nancy.
Okay, shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake, Calamity Jane, Donnie, and the Dip in the Road.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I've got a couple answers here. The female donkey, it's called a Jenny.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's all I'm going to answer because them's the rules.
Yeah, them's the rules, and we don't want to be in
don't
trouble.
Mess with the rules.
A pig about it. We don't want to be a pig about it.
Yeah, right. There you go.
And where are you calling from?
This is Andy in Burgess.
Okay, Andy, thanks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jake from the garage.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, Nancy answered my question about Willard Scott, but as long as I was on hold and you threw off that one about Hee-Haw, that was Cornfield County.
Yes! Great job!
I watched a lot of that. I had to.
Yes, I did too, and it was really fun to talk to a couple people at work who remembered it too. There are not too many people who remember that.
I got a shout out to Mojo, Wawina Landbear, and hope he gets back on his feet. Peg from Blackberry, and all the rest of the cheesers that are staying warm tonight.
That's right. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is John B. from Grand Rapids again. I won't sing this time.
Okay.
I wanted to sing the Where-O, Where Are You Tonight for the Hee-Haw, but the guy answered the question before me. But the question I'm going to answer is the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
I believe I've read this book actually several times to school children. It's almost certain that his last name was Bucket.
That is the exact answer I have.
Charlie Bucket, yeah. All right, thank you, ladies. And thank you for the sports questions. I have another one, but I'm going to play by the rules. So
okay.
And listen for the answer of the other one. So, yeah, well, have a good night.
Sounds great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Neutral Nancy. Has the insulin question been asked or answered?
It has not been yet.
It is definitely the pancreas.
That is definitely right.
Wait. Awesome. Do I get a ding, ding, ding?
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Perfect.
I can't reach the actual bell.
I'll shout out the Beaver Islanders, Budget Bob, Lucky Mucky, and the Walrus.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, hey, Rusty Trombone calling here, Benton County, up here by Ronneby.
Hey.
Hey, see, I believe I got an answer about the brown sugar from the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Was it the Altamont Speedway?
It was. It was at the California Speedway, and it was the Altamont Free Concert. Did not end so well, I understand. Dinger.
Yeah, my old neighbor Perry had it right. He told me that's the one.
Well, good job, your neighbor. Awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out Mucky the Moose Wrangler, Neutral Nancy, and the Walrus there. Hey.
Okay, thank you. You're all listening.
Okay, cheers to
you. Thank you. You too. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes again. While we back, you got in quickly, maybe we'll just clean up the oceans questions. How about that?
All right.
I'm ready for it.
Well, the other three, we mentioned the Arctic and the Antarctic or the Southern. The other three, of course, are the Atlantic, Pacific, and the Indian.
Yep.
And the Pacific is the largest and the deepest.
And that's right.
Now, all right,
Simon, I'm going to ask you, just because nobody else has tried, what's the popular name of the world's largest deep water ocean current?
Oh, gosh, it's what is it? The something or the other. Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember it. It's,
okay.
Anyway,
thank you.
You put me on the spot. Now everybody knows what a dummy I am.
No, you're not at all. Thank you.
Anyway, great job, ladies.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, good night.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
I have an answer to the inventor of the telephone.
Okay, who is that?
Alexander Graham Bell?
Yes, it was.
Nice job.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
Blackberry. This is Pig from Blackberry.
Nice. Right. Thank you for...
And I need to give a shout-out to Jigs and Barb in the garage and a new listener, Betts, in Grand Rapids.
Oh, yay. All right.
Welcome to Betts.
Alrighty.
Yes.
Thank you, girls. Great show.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. The insulin question, has that been answered?
It has been, but what answer do you have?
Oh, nuts. Okay, well, the pancreas.
Yes, that's right.
So, all right.
It's okay. We'll
try again later. Sorry?
I was just going to say, we were just about ready to throw some more questions out, so.
All right. I'll listen.
Okay. Thanks, Noka.
Nope. It's Andy.
Bye-bye.
All right. I have a question. This is a little different than what I normally ask. So, you might need to get paper and pen or pencil ready out there. So, I have... movie titles, and what I want people to do is tell me the kind of animal that is the title creature, so the main creature of these movies. Okay, I'll give you an example first. The movie Babe, a pig is the title creature, the title animal. So the other movies are My Friend Flicka, Bringing Up Baby, The Yearling, Polly, that's P as in Papa, A-U-L-I-E, Dunstan Checks In, Finding Nemo, and Oliver and Company. We'll start with those. Do you have some more? And the number to call is 218-326-1234.
Okay, I'm going to ask, I'll re-ask some of these. What is the most populous city on the Puget Sound? What poet wrote, I think I shall never see a billboard as lovely as a tree? What sports playing surface measures 78 feet long by 27 feet wide? And what singer released the albums Birdie, So, and Passion? And who was the first U.S. president to visit China? And one new one, what metal is alloyed with silver to make coins and jewelry? 218-326-1234.
Before I go to the phones, I want to just remind everybody, if it is time to get rid of that old car, or truck, or boat that you've been stuck with, like for years or all this winter, KAXE's Cars program makes it quick and easy, and we'll even tow it away for free. The proceeds from your unwanted vehicle become fuel for your favorite community radio station. Visit kaxe.org/cars to get your car donation started. Or you can call Heather at 218-326-1234 for more info. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I think we shall never see a billboard.
I'm positive. Okay. The fish one, or
You're talking the question. What kind of animal is the title creature of these movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, Finding Nemo.
Okay, I'm not sure what those fish are, but Flipper was one, right? No.
Flipper was not.
A dolphin?
That is not. No, he was. Do you know what color they are? They're orange and white.
Dolphin, great.
Yeah, but the
Yeah. Oh, spoil those fish. I can't remember.
That's okay.
I failed on that one.
That's
sorry.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Thumper again.
Oh, hey, Thumper. All right.
Yeah. I'll try again.
Keep listening. Yep, you'll turn. You just keep calling. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the first president to go to China was Nixon.
I'm going to get there. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't Nixon?
It was way before. Well, Nixon might have gone, but this one was before that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Where are you calling from?
It's the Hearts from Rosemount, giving a shout-out to the Mark Hearts in Rosemount.
All right. I think we have a new competition.
Mom. I know.
Yeah. It's how many times the Hearts can call versus Mark Hearts.
All right. We're going to have to figure out a new question.
There we go. All right. We'll let you go so you can call back. Thanks.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, have you got the answer about the strongest ocean current yet?
I have not.
I'm going to just guess the Humboldt Current.
No, that's not. Wasn't called the strongest. I said, what is the popular name for the world's largest deep water ocean current?
Oh. Well, my guess wasn't right.
No, it wasn't. But it was a good guess anyway.
Thanks for the program, ladies.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
My guess wasn't right. Okay. I think we got one for you.
Okay.
Good.
Finding Nemo.
Yes.
Was that a clownfish?
Yes.
You ever heard of a clownfish? Clownfish.
Clownfish is right.
That's what we got.
Then clown theme.
Yeah, we're going with the clown theme. Richard Nixon, Governor Walz.
I didn't even mean for that to be that way, but I realize now I have a lot of clown questions.
There's a whole lot of clownfish out there.
You know what? There are. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Thank you, girls, very much. Calling from the basement on the hill. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Sam the Lake, one more time, then I'll give you the rest here. Oh, let's go with, you asked the poem about a billboard as lovely as a tree.
Yeah.
That's by Ogden Nash.
Yes, it is. Totally great.
All right.
Good deal, Simon. You got
All
it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Great show.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah. Good night.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Drew and August from the Prairie River Peaks.
Hi, guys, people, Green Cheesers.
We have the answer for the Twinkies one.
Oh, okay. What's the original flavor?
Because the shortage of copper for bullets, Twinkies had to switch over to vanilla flavor.
They did, but it was a different shortage. The shortage was actually.
We got the real answer. It was just a joke.
You were silly. You pulled one over on me. Funny. Thank you.
Banana.
It was banana.
That's banana.
Oh, goodness. You guys are great. Thank you.
Say, Drew and August, you say you're from Prairie River what?
Eaton or the Prairie River Peaks.
Peaks. Okay. Thank you.
Great job.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shortage of bullets. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Neutral Nancy again.
Hey.
Did you get Oliver and Company?
We have not.
Well, technically, I wouldn't personally think it's one animal. It's a dog and a cat, but the whole gang is a gang of dogs, so I don't know which answer you want.
Oh, okay. So, actually, it is not the gang of dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's the dog or the cat.
Well, it's just one, Oliver.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood then, but thank
okay.
you.
No, that's all right. It's, yeah. Do you want to take a guess?
I would say the cat, then.
Yes, yep.
Good job.
Perfect. Absolutely right. We kind of cheated
well,
there.
Shout out to the other Nancy and Simon and all their other players.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Ah, Jigs from the garage again.
Hey, Jigs.
That sports that was 78 by 27.
Yeah.
That's a tennis court.
Yes.
I answered it a month or so ago.
Oh.
I answered the question, so it stuck right in my little melon.
Well, I'm glad. I wonder if I asked the question because it sure didn't stick in mine, but thanks.
Well, something sticks every once in a while, and I never know what it is. So.
That's right.
And you
thanks.
Can ask my wife. She'll vouch
she'll
for
vouch.
It. All right. Another thanks. Shout out to all the cheesers.
All right, Jinx. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, yeah, this is the Langs in Northfield, and I'm going to try to answer your question on the sports field.
Okay. What do you have?
So 27 by 78, correct?
Yes. Yep.
That's got to be a tennis court.
And that would be correct.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes. Good job.
We'll give a shout out to the Aikyo Islanders if they're listening tonight and the Blueberry Lakers.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great show. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Oh. Hi. This is the Chalet on Ellensby.
Hi.
And I think I got some answers that the deep ocean current.
Yeah. What do you have?
One, is that the Mariana Trench?
No, it's not. That's not the answer
it's not.
I have.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, hey, you know what? I got maybe something else too. The movie Polly.
Yeah.
Is the animal a parrot?
Correct. That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
amazing.
There you go.
Can I give a quick shout out?
Yes, please do.
Oh, I'd love to give a shout out to the East Neary Sauna Club.
All right. Well, I hope they're tuned in.
And I hope so too. Thank you.
Yeah, and you say this is Chalet on what?
Chalet on Ellens Bay.
On Ellens Bay. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How
about if we throw a few more questions out there?
All right. Let's do it. What metal, I did ask that question, but I'll ask it again. What metal is alloyed with silver to make coins and jewelry? What country found Ecuador over a disputed border in the Cordillera del Condor in 1995? And what author complained, nothing happens, nobody comes, nobody goes, it's awful? And what major league third baseman collected 10 Golden Gloves and 3 MVP awards? And what composer's Pines of Rome underscores the whale scene in Fantasia 2000? 218. 3, 2, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. I'm going to go back and reread the few that I have back here, and then I'll add some more. What iconic object from American history broke in two when Theophilus Cotton tried to move it from the waterfront to the town square in 1774? Also, who likes to go swimming with his friends at Goo Lagoon? In 1953, that's 1953. Oh, I can't answer. I don't have the answer for that one. What two Disney dogs were voiced by Pinto Colvig, the original Bozo the Clown? And what movie ends by introducing a litter of five dronkies? It's D-R-O-N-K-E-Y-S. Whose unusual first name is derived from an Italian musical term for with sweetness? I'll have some more here. Going with that theme of what kind of animal is the title creature of these movies, we'll go with a few more here. So Andre is a movie. Mighty Joe Young. Ben. B as in Bravo, E, N as in November, and the movie Them with, Them. Next question, who is worshipped in the Temple of Doom discovered by Indiana Jones? And what planet is the home to the Jedi Temple? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did you get a animal character for Flicka?
I have not.
Horse?
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
Breezeway in Virginia.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, say, ladies, Rusty Trombone calling again here, Benton County, Maywood Township. I've been on hold for so long, my extended warranty about ran out.
I'm glad it
anyway,
didn't.
See, I got one for you. I actually saw this movie this morning, my friend, the Flicka.
Yeah.
Is it the Bean?
No. It is not. And somebody just before you answered it, it actually was a horse.
I thought it was a my friend, a Flick of the Bean. I'm wrong. No shout out for me now.
That's
no.
All right. Call again.
Try again now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good show.
Thank you.
We're all jumping on the...
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did you get the answer for bringing up baby yet?
I have not.
Oh, it's a leopard.
Yes.
And the Wizard of Almaland here has an answer,
okay.
But he's too shy to get on the phone.
Oh.
He says it's a Gulf Stream.
And he would be, the Wizard is correct.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
Ding, yes. Ding, ding. We don't have a bell here. We're going to have to bring in a cowbell or something.
There's a bell. I just can't reach it.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
And I want to shout out to the other Nancy.
Yeah.
She's neutral Nancy, right?
Yes.
And do it Lakers.
Okay.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Have a good night.
This is Nancy from Alma. Yep,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Zeffy Bear from Gas Lake. I'm trying to keep track of what I should answer here. So it's still a rule that you only get one answer, correct?
Yes, that is what
most
we prefer.
Cases. Okay. So my favorite one is I do know that the weatherman that played Ronald McDonald was definitely Willard Scott.
Yes, that's right.
From way back when. All right, cool.
Okay.
And I got a couple more, but I guess if my brain doesn't freeze sitting on the porch here, I will try to call back.
Okay, well, step inside while you're thinking.
Oh, I should probably do that.
Yeah.
You guys, I want to give a shout out to my brother Steve, which is in Mobile on his boat.
Okay.
And the Motts in Minneapolis, and my brother Jim sitting here in Cass Lake, and I could go on, but I appreciate your show, and we're going to send money your way for keeping this going.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you listening.
And I got several old cars that I could probably donate to this.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
All add up. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Yes, I have an answer, or I guess I had an answer for the book about the seal, or a movie about the seal.
Yeah.
Is that Andre? Andre?
Yes. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. I need to call you out on something, though.
Oh, what is that?
President Nixon was the first U.S. president to visit China.
Well,
1972. Ooh.